Now, if you spend any time online, you'll know that online harassment can be rife across pretty much every section of the net you can imagine. Just last week, you would have heard me chatting to Australia's eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Jones, about Twitter trying to clean up itself a little bit from this issue. But it seems that as technology advances, so does the ingenuity of these people's so-called trolls. And that brings us to the world of virtual reality. Now, if you've been lucky enough to play around with VR, and I have a couple of times, you'll understand that the immersive nature of VR adds a very different dimension to trolling and harassment. Justin Koller is the co-founder of Alta, a games development company working on a social VR game called A Township Tale. Very good morning to you, Justin.
Good morning to you too.
Now, look, we are talking about the way harassment operates in virtual reality. Are we just hypothetical? Have we seen this already happening?
No, we've already seen it happen. There's been a case in a virtual reality game called Quiver where you play, it's multiplayer, but it's not collaborative. So you play on a barracks shooting zombies together with someone else, but you're not actually having to interact with them directly. It's just kind of, yeah, you're working together. And there's been a case where a victim named Jordan Bellemeyer, she played the single player, really enjoyed it, and then got into the multiplayer. And about 2 minutes in, she spoke. And because the person that was standing on the barracks with her thought her voice sounded feminine enough to assume that she was a woman, just started harassing her, making really obscene gestures. And the game already had a safety precaution in place where if the other person put their hand in front of the other player's eyes, it would disappear, so it wouldn't block vision, but they didn't extend the hand disappearing to the rest of the body because the developers really didn't assume that, you know, this would have happened. The silver lining for this story is that the developers actually, because this came out in an article, and the developers wrote a reply article and also said that they put safety precautions in on top of that to make sure that when any hands were near any other player, they just disappear completely. But of course, this means that, you know, it's not preventative safety in VR. It's, you know, it happened and then it's kind of, but the psychological damage was already done for Jordan. And it's really a shame when VR is such a new platform, and we really want as many people and everyone to get in and try it as possible. And with someone who has these experiences, it's really hard. Like, will these people ever want to play it again? We keep losing our customer base because of these situations.
We keep losing people who are going to be passionate about it. Well, I mean, that's amazing to me that in a game that is about shooting arrows, someone can be, forgive the expression, but virtually groped.
Yeah, exactly.
For the crime of being female in gaming.
Female sounding. Like, it's not, like, the avatars aren't, there are no avatars in this game. It's your floating helmet and hands.
That's just, anyway, look, you mentioned that, of course, we're like, you know, the dev team reacted and they've like put some protections in place. No one, were they maybe naive to assume that they didn't need to do this to begin with, how rife harassment can be?
I think so. There's a great VR developer who in Australia is called the grandfather of VR, who is Mark Pesce. And he was actually working with Sega in the 90s when they did VR.
Yes, he was.
and I actually spoke with him recently and then listened to his really incredible masterclass on safety in VR the other day, which I would recommend anyone who's interested in it to just Google that. I'm sure it will come up. But he was talking about how, you know, everyone has a body in VR, and people don't realize, a lot of developers in the games industry and in the VR industry kind of tend to be that very typical, like 18 to 35 male. And it's getting better. But the problem is that a lot of people who are developing forget that everyone, when you're in VR, you have your own body. It's different from online games. You're not playing through an avatar. So the body that you're playing in VR is your own. And there are so many different types of people in the world. And so I think sometimes if the development team isn't diverse, it's kind of easy to forget that you really need to design for all these different types of bodies.
How integral have safety features been for you working on A Township Tale, which, as I understand, is meant to be a very large social experience of people VRing in from, like, Lots and lots of people.
Yeah. Yeah, so A Township Tale is an open world sandbox social VR multiplayer game. And I know it's a bit of a mouthful. I think we need to make a completely new genre for it. It's a lot of VR that we're seeing at the moment is very on rails, or it's single player. It's just a 20-minute experience. But we want to make a really long form experience and a very open and kind of not, it's not MMO, but it's kind of got that feel if that was in VR. So safety is very important to us. And what we're doing right now is we're going to as many conventions as possible. We went to PAX Australia last year and we just did RTX, not last weekend, but the weekend before. And then we're also going to GDC, hopefully PAX East, GX Australia, and PAX again this year. And it's all right now, we just have a tech demo, and we really are just putting it in front of people and seeing how people react. And I mean, the first thing is that people just love to get in, because there's archery in the game. They just love to shoot each other. And I personally find that a little bit confronting. I don't like getting shot with arrows in VR.
No.
So these are things, it's a lot of QA that needs to happen, and then we can start building on top of that, because I wouldn't want to, you know, push this game out into the world and then we start actually having issues.
So just finally, it sounds like part of the problem is we still don't know the way people are going to use VR and play VR, so we don't know the ways that we're going to need to make people safe.
Yeah, and that's kind of the exciting and terrifying thing of working in VR, because I really want to start working with more people about, you know, standardized global regulations about what VR is and how we should approach it, and what safety precautions like need to be in place, what are mandatory. And my friends down in Opaque, they're the ones talking to the government about this. So it's like everyone in the VR industry currently are the people who are informing and who have a really big say on how government bodies and, you know, these bigger bodies are actually think about VR. And it's kind of scary that we have that much power, but I'm very passionate about making sure that we try and do the right thing.
Well, I think it's a bloody exciting time to be working on something like this. Justine, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was an absolute pleasure. Justine Koller is the co-founder of Alta. They're working on a VR game called A Township Tale. You can track that down, and we'll have a link to what they've been working on up on the 2SER website in just a couple of minutes.